What Max Funded Means and Why It's the Only Way to Structure an IUL by Ryan Richardson, Lightstrats. The IRS 7-Pay Test. Every dollar toward cash value, not death benefit excess. Option A versus Option B. Most people who buy an IUL end up with the wrong one. Not because IUL is a bad product, but because at least 95% of policies are built to pay the agent, not the client. The fix starts with two words, max funded. The IRS rule that changes everything. There's a line in the tax code called the 7-pay test, or the TAMRA limit. It sets the maximum amount of money you can put into a life insurance policy over the first 7 years before the IRS stops treating it like insurance and starts treating it like a regular investment account. That ceiling matters because it defines exactly how much cash you can pour in while keeping your tax-free advantages intact. A properly structured IUL gets as close to that ceiling as legally possible. Every dollar goes toward building cash value. The death benefit is set to the minimum required for your funding level and nothing more. This is max funded, minimum death benefit. And it's the structural decision that determines 30 years of performance. Why most agents do the opposite? Here's the thing. Most agents build policies the wrong way on purpose. A larger death benefit means a higher commission. So instead of choosing the legal minimum death benefit for your funding amount, they write a policy with a death benefit 2 or 3 times bigger than it needs to be. That premium pays for insurance you don't need, and every dollar paying for excess insurance is a dollar not compounding in your cash value. Ken Cerna, one of the more credible critics of IUL on social media, actually showed this math with real numbers. A target premium policy versus a properly structured one resulted in a $400,000 gap in cash value over 30 years. Same product, same carrier. The structure was the only difference. The agent is the doctor. The carrier is the pharmacist. If the doctor writes the wrong prescription, the pharmacist who fills it isn't the problem. That's the 95% problem in a single sentence. Option A versus Option B, the death benefit decision. Most IUL policies give you two options for how the death benefit is structured. Option A, level death benefit, pays your beneficiaries a fixed face amount regardless of what your cash value does. As your cash value grows, it absorbs into the death benefit, which keeps the net amount at risk low and keeps your costs down. Option B, increasing death benefit, pays your beneficiaries the face amount plus whatever cash value has accumulated. The insurer is on the hook for more, so they charge more over time, which creates higher costs of insurance as you age. For cash value accumulation, Option A is almost always the right choice. Lower costs mean more of your money compounds, more of it is available to borrow against, and less of it disappears into fees you never see. The goal with IULs is to accumulate cash that works for you, not to build a massive death benefit nobody asked for. What max funded actually looks like. Say you're putting $3,000 a month into a policy. A max funded structure finds the minimum death benefit required to classify that $3,000 per month as insurance under IRS rules. You're buying just enough insurance to keep the account's tax-free status, and not $1 more. The result is a policy where your dollars stop being dead dollars. They compound tax-free, earn index-linked returns historically in the 6 to 8% range, and stay available to borrow against without triggering a taxable event. That's where the double dipping comes from. $1 earns inside the policy at the same time it's borrowed out for an investment. You're using other people's money to fund the deal while your original dollars never stop compounding. None of that math works if the policy is bloated with excess death benefit. Costs go up, cash value goes down, and the whole thing underperforms for decades. Knowing what to ask for. When you're evaluating any IUL, ask two questions. Is this policy funded at or near the 7-pay TAMRA limit? Is the death benefit set to the minimum required for that funding level? If the answer to either question is no, you don't have a properly structured policy. You have a policy that's optimized for someone else's benefit, not yours. Getting this right is what separates a cash value machine from a disappointing statement you stop opening after year 3. This has been a Lightstrats article, narrated. To talk through how any of this applies to your own money, book a strategy call at lightstrats.com.